I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. Some language groups in Asia haven't had their own translations of the Bible because it's been too difficult to get into the region. In fact, these areas are so hard to get to that languages there have been called impossible language groups, at least until now. Wycliffe Associates has a partner who's felt God moving him to equip and raise up believers in his own country. Bruce Smith explains.
And so they've got 20 people that are ready to facilitate massed workshops, ready to start new Bible translations in these different countries in the coming year. And each of those 20 would have the opportunity to be able to impact probably 20 languages in the next year. And that's the impact of 400 languages.
It takes $96 a day to keep a translator working. Would you consider giving to help spread the gospel in Asia? We'll have the details at missionnews.org. And this Easter, SOAR International is looking to bring hope to 2,500 children in need in Russia through their Baskets of Hope project. Each basket is filled with gifts and necessities and includes a Bible. This project helps the SOAR team to share the gospel. It starts with letting these kids know they're loved. Joanna Mangione of SOAR.
One of our first instincts is to bring a smile to their face because a lot of these kids, they don't have a whole lot of hope for the future. And so obviously that is our initial instinct, is to bring that joy and then to direct them to acknowledging that joy comes from the Lord. And this love and these gifts, they're ultimately from the Lord.
They hope to create a ripple effect for the gospel across Russia. Please join them and learn how at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Get our free e-news updates at missionnews.org, stories on current events, plus the gospel connections, action points, links, and more at missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.